Our condolences to the believers wherever you are upon the martyrdom anniversary of His Eminence Muslim Ibn Aqil, the brave and loyal emissary of the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Times had changed for the worst, and Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam had been martyred in the city of Kufa. The Umayyad dynasty, with Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan at its head, and with the aid of the cunning and deceptive Amr ibn As, had consolidated their power in Greater Syria. They bought and bribed those that would succumb, greed always being a powerful tool in the arsenal of the forces of evil. And on the other hand, they terrorized and oppressed the common masses into subjugation. Years of Muawiyah's lies and deceitful propaganda, such as cursing Imam Ali alayhi salam from governmental pulpits, had poisoned the hearts and the minds of the people of Greater Syria. Eventually, it was announced that Muawiyah had died. His son Yazid, who was well known for his un-Islamic practices and his hedonistic ways, such as consuming alcohol, gatherings of song and dance, playing with monkeys and dogs, had ascended to the Umayyad Empire's throne. And interestingly, this act of Yazid in claiming the throne and the sultanate and the Khilafah was in direct contradiction to the peace treaty that Muawiyah had signed with Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam. In time, we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam sends his emissary to the city of Kufa in order to assess the situation and the condition of the thousands of people that had written letters to Imam Hussein alayhi salam from the city of Kufa. In these letters, the people of Kufa invited Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come to their aid and to save them from the ensuing calamity that was to be brought about upon the Muslim Ummah by Yazid ibn Muawiyah. And so His Eminence Muslim ibn Aqil, who was the first cousin of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and was well known for his in-depth knowledge of Islam, his bravery and his courage, his honor and his nobility, was sent to the city of Kufa. When His Eminence Muslim ibn Aqil arrived in the city of Kufa, the governor was a man named Nu'man ibn Bashir, a man who fully well realized the power and the status of His Eminence Muslim ibn Aqil, and so he did not bother to constrain the activities of Muslim ibn Aqil in the city of Kufa. When the central government of Yazid in Greater Syria found out that Muslim ibn Aqil had gathered support for Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the thousands, a sudden and drastic change was made. Nu'man ibn Bashir was replaced by Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, the cruel, merciless, and bloodthirsty governor of the city of Basra. His mission, to quell the rapidly growing support for Imam Hussein alayhi salam at the hands of His Eminence Muslim ibn Aqil by any means necessary. And thus, Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad began a campaign of terror. He bribed and bought those that were greedy. He gave false promises of position and status to those that were foolish. And he terrorized all others that would not side with the forces of evil. The situation in the city of Kufa turned for the worst all too quickly. The thousands of people that had pledged allegiance to Imam Hussein alayhi salam at the hands of Muslim ibn Aqil began to slowly but steadily desert the forces of truth. It is related that on one dark night, by the time the Isha prayers had come around, the emissary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, His Eminence Muslim ibn Aqil, was left all alone in the city of Kufa. The forces of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad began to attack Muslim ibn Aqil. And despite being left all alone in His Eminence's brave and honorable last stand, Muslim ibn Aqil fought till the very end. There was only one regret, that the letter giving the green light to Imam Hussein alayhi salam to come to the city of Kufa had been written and it had been sent. His Eminence, the emissary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam to the city of Kufa, was martyred and beheaded and then thrown from the rooftop of the governmental palace, dragged in the streets on the day of Arafah, on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah, in the year 60 Hijri. In the end, we find that it was the betrayal of the people, as well as the greed and foolishness and fear of some others, and of course, the superficial faith of all, that led to Muslim ibn Aqil's last stand and his eventual martyrdom. And yet, by the grace of Allah, despite the overwhelming efforts of the forces of evil, what has been etched in the pages of history for eternity is His Eminence Muslim ibn Aqil's last stand. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.